the secret. So how did this amazing transformation happen for these men and women of God? Just what is the secret to a victorious Christian life that each of them discovered? It was an exchange. An exchange of the most dramatic and life-altering proportions. They gave up their very lives in exchange for the very life of God. They allowed their bodies to be taken over, like a town surrendering to the invasion of a foreign power. They allowed their being to be possessed by a spirit so holy, so pure, so righteous, that any remnant of selfish sin was burned away in the fire of God's perfect presence. They relinquished complete and total control of their lives to their King, for him to dispose of as he saw fit. They invited the most divine guest into the center of their existence and said, "Make this humble stable your princely palace, O holy Lord." They each made an exchange. An exchange so pronounced that all heaven stood and cheered as these simple men and women took the very first step up the impossible slopes of God's Everest. They exchanged life as they knew it for life as God knew it should be. They exchanged the right to do with their bodies however they saw fit for the life of a servant who does only what the master requests. They exchanged their dreams and ambitions for God's great and dramatic plan for their lives. They exchanged a life ruled and controlled by sin for a life victorious over sin, clothed with joy and triumph. Such is the secret of every great man and woman of God. It's the solemn exchange of a humble human life for his majestic holy life. This is the key to climbing the holy Everest that God has set before each of us. It is the key that unlocks the impossible life. It is the key that opens the treasure chest of God's limitless grace with which he transforms our lives into heroic representations of himself. Paul described this exchange with a poetry and passion that has stirred the hearts of God's pioneers for centuries. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Making the exchange. Walter Wilson was a respected Christian physician in the early 1900s. Several years into his Christian walk, Wilson became severely discouraged. There was no power or victory in his life. He had no sense of God's presence. He didn't feel that his work or ministry was producing any significant results. His Christianity was hollow and empty. One night, Wilson was deeply challenged by a message he heard at a church service, and he realized that he had been missing the very essence of the true Christian life. He went home, locked himself in his study, and fell on his face before God. "My Lord," he said brokenly, "I have mistreated you all my life. I have treated you like a servant. When I wanted you, I called for you. When I was about to engage in something important, I beckoned you to come and help me perform my task. I have sought to use you only as a servant to help me in my self-appointed work. I will do so no more." Then Walter Wilson made the exchange that altered his life forever. He traded his own life for the very life of Jesus Christ. "Lord, I give you this body of mine. From my head to my feet, I give it to you. My hands, my limbs, my eyes, my brain, all that I am inside and out, I hand over to you. Live in and through me whatever life you please. You may send this body to Africa or lay it on a bed with cancer. You may blind my eyes or send me with your message to Tibet. You may take this body to the Eskimos or send it to a hospital with pneumonia. This body of mine is yours alone from this moment on." That night, Walter Wilson stepped into the endless frontier of a God-scripted life adventure and never looked back. His life went from mediocre and meaningless to radical and radiant. Once he exchanged his life for Christ, Wilson held the secret to a victorious Christian existence, and nothing was ever the same. From Hudson Taylor to Oswald Chambers, all of the great historical Christians discovered the secret.